Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The fight for equality has never only been black and white. Stephanie Hinerschitz, assistant professor of history at Valdosta State University, focuses on the often overlooked plight of Asian American immigrants.
Traditionally, historians have used a black and white framework to construct a narrative of the struggle for equality in the southern region of the United States. However, Asian Americans and Asian immigrants have also experienced racist and xenophobic reactions as a result of their racial and legal status. By using the local state and federal courts, as well as community activism, Asian Americans fought a separate battle for racial equality and legal rights in southern states. Court proceedings, oral histories, and legal archives reveal the importance of Asian American contributions to the evolving concepts of immigrant rights and civil liberties throughout the 20th century. Viewing racial tensions in the South through the experiences of the Asian population can offer a new take on civil rights history. A 1926 amendment to the Florida State Constitution offers a specific example. This amendment provided legal justification for Florida officials to bar aliens who were ineligible for citizenship from owning property. Although historians typically associate anti-alien land laws with West Coast states, Florida also responded to the perceived threat of a, quote, Asian invasion by the Japanese. At the time, there were only a few hundred Japanese living along Florida's east coast, but the fear of land and labor competition prompted a call for action from Florida citizens, thus restricting the property rights of Japanese farmers. This amendment to Florida's constitution is merely the beginning. Court cases involving land ownership and basic legal protection often focused on determining both the legal and racial status of Asians in the South. As a result, Asian Americans form an important yet understudied component of the history of the civil rights movement in the South and America at large.
That was Stephanie Hinerschitz of Valdosta State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I'm the overcomer.